AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Labor Department's jobs report for May shows 390,000 jobs were added. President Biden says it's another solid number.
The jobs over the last 3 months have averaged about 400,000 jobs per month. That's historically robust and a sign we're beginning to shift to steady growth after rapidly recovering 600,000 jobs per month over the prior 6 months.
Speaking from Delaware, the president says job gain should remain moderate, a sign of a strong economy with steady growth. Trump administration trade advisor Peter Navarro defied a subpoena to appear before the House committee investigating the Capitol riot, and today he was indicted on contempt charges. Former White House advisor Steve Bannon has also been indicted on contempt charges. In Texas, a convicted murderer on the run since escaping a prison bus after stabbing its driver last month was shot and killed by law enforcement after he killed a family of five and stole a truck from a rural cabin. David Soward is the county sheriff.
The officer stayed behind him so not to alert the suspect that he was being tailed until we got close to Jordanton, where Jordan the police spiked the tires, and then we did get in a sharp pursuit.
Gonzalo Lopez was serving a life prison sentence for murder. Arizona authorities say a tribal police officer was shot and killed during a traffic stop on a Native American reservation by a suspect who stole the officer's car and got into a shootout that wounded another officer. The suspect was killed. A Capitol police officer was indicted on federal civil rights charges after authorities say he was involved in an unauthorized high-speed chase, crashed into a motorcycle, and then tried to cover it up. Joe Girardi is out as the manager of the Philadelphia Phillies after his team's terrible start, becoming the first major league manager to get fired this season. Bench coach Rob Thompson will become interim manager of the Phillies for the rest of the season. Stocks are lower on Wall Street. This is AP News. Safety regulators have received complaints of Teslas stopping on the road for no apparent reason.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says more than 750 Tesla owners have complained that cars operating on its partially automated driving systems have rapidly decelerated without warning, often repeatedly. Many owners said they feared a rear-end crash. In a letter to Tesla, the agency asks the automaker for all consumer and field reports it's received about false braking. It also asks whether the company's full self-driving and automatic emergency braking systems were active at the time of any incident. I'm Ben Thomas.
Tropical storm warnings are in effect for much of the Florida Peninsula, Cuba, and the Bahamas as a system that battered Mexico moves through the Gulf of Mexico, bringing threats of heavy rain and wind for the weekend. The storm, once known as Agatha in the Pacific, will be known as Alex in the Atlantic. Some strengthening is possible. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.